25 years ago today, Paul McCartney and Wings began the Venus and Mars sessions. That was a follow-up to Band on the Run, which did so great. They named the album Band on the Run because that song came out so great. Paul had the idea for a song entitled Band on the Run before he even wrote the song. Here's how they created it in the studio. Here's Paul McCartney.
It'd be me on drums, and probably normally me and Denny had started off with a couple of acoustics to just get the song down, like you would for a demo, and then we'd just build it up like a sculpture. And the song, in writing itself sort of thing, came to that phrase, Band on the Run, and I thought, that's nice, because if it makes it as a recording, it will be a great album title.
Uh-huh. Well, if you haven't heard by now, the Rock Hall Class of 2020 is there featuring only one of the people you voted for, because they have thousands of people voting, but all of the fans, millions, only count for one vote. And you voted for people that just didn't make it. Only one of them made it, and that was the Doobie Brothers. The others that made it were Whitney Houston, Depeche Mode, Nine Inch Nails, T-Rex, and Notorious B.I.G. I'm sorry, it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's the Rock Hall of Fame. Rock. Whitney Houston, talented, not rock. Dave Matthews Band, that's who won the fan vote, over a million votes. No deal. Judas Priest did not make it in, and somebody in Judas Priest, Richard Faulkner, says, Depeche Mode, Whitney Houston, Nine Inch Nails, Biggie Smalls, before Judas Priest? How do I explain this to my child if I don't even understand it? Doesn't make sense, does it? No credibility for me. If you want to call it the Rock Hall, you should start with the healthy foundation of rock in all its forms to build on. The founding brothers and sisters that created and developed our beloved style of music and aided its evolution. Otherwise, what does it mean? The funny part about this is he wouldn't have been in. So he's not being self-serving. Richard Faulkner joined Judas Priest like in 2011. So he's just saying this for his buddies. His buddies, like Rob Halford, will probably be more PC. Thank you for the nomination. I wouldn't be PC.